have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Lady Michelle Austin. I know what you've been through, you've been through. Don't think that it's only you. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out loud.
Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out your mouth.
Hey, speak your peace. Come and talk to me. I know that you're in pain. You gotta love yourself enough to make the change. Yeah. Speak into your atmosphere. Yeah. And take away the power of your fear. Pick your head up, get up. It's only right. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out loud.
Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out your mouth.
Hey, speak your peace. Come and talk to me.
Hello, Glyphon Nation. How are you doing? Hey, everybody. We are here for another show, and I just want to welcome you all to our virtual safe zone. All right. We are, of course, listening to what? Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle, and I am your host, Lady Michelle. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us in our virtual safe zone. So we're going to get right into it. We want to, first of all, when y'all jamming to that song, I know I was. I love, love, love our theme song, and we just always want to give, you know, a shout out to Dre Bell, the producer. He just did an amazing job with our theme song. And so I was just over here rocking it and, you know, tapping my feet. So I hope you were doing the same thing. So just thank you again, Dre Bell, the producer. We also want to make sure that we let you know about our platform. You know, we got a lot of things we got to cover here tonight. We got some good stuff tonight for you. Well, we have good stuff every week, right? But our platform, just remember, is always centered around education of domestic violence. We want to educate you on toxic relationships, the different types of trauma, definitely some self-love. We teach you how to find your voice. And, all, you know, this is just to name a few things. You know, we got a lot going on over here. But Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle is certainly designed with each one of you in mind. And we designed it so that we can enlighten you, to educate you. We want to inspire you. We definitely want to empower each and every one of you. But y'all know we got to do the disclaimer, right? Y'all know we always got to do that. the disclaimer, because, you know, this might be somebody's first time listening to us, so we want to make sure we put the disclaimer out every week. But it is certainly to let you know that all contents of this podcast is intended for general information purposes only. And it is never intended or implied to be a substitute for professional mental health trauma advice or therapy sessions. No matter what you hear on this show, you make sure that you, if you feel like you have a problem or you feel like you have an issue or something, you definitely consult your physician. You call 911. You don't listen to us. If you feel like it's something that you need to get some other higher help from, make sure you do that, okay? So we just want to make sure that you know. We're giving you general things here, all right? So I want to make sure I put that out there because, you know, you don't want anybody to be getting the wrong information, right? So listen, let's get right into it. Tonight's show is just, it's amazing. This person that I met her several years ago. I can't even count anymore. But she touched my heart in the very beginning. As soon as I met her, it was like a kindred spirit there. It was a connection there. It was a sisterhood there. And she has just been, I've just been watching her grow over the years. And she's taken her growth and she's given it back to our youth, right? And I absolutely love it. I watched her launch her business. And I said to her, I've got to have you on the show. I've got to have you to talk about some of the things that you do. And we're going to make sure that the Thriver Nation knows what you do. We want to make sure that if anybody would like to, you know, partner with her, become partners in her business or sponsors or, you know, any of those things, you know, get your children into the program. We want to make sure that we get the information out so that you all will know what's going on right in our communities, okay? So if you have been following me, you know that every March I talk about women right in our very own communities who are doing the work. I know it's Women's International Month in March, and people talk about all the great women all over the world because we have some amazing women all over the world. But I talk about the ones right in our community who are right here, who we can touch, who we can say are a part of us. They are our sisters. They are our aunties. They are our moms, our godmoms, and all of those people. So that's what made me want to have this guest on tonight, right? Because she is one of our own. She is doing a great work and is actually making a difference. I know we talk a lot about trauma and you know, child abuse and different things that we talk about on the show, but what she is doing is really setting the stage with our young people where we can really, they are sponges, right? So we want them to soak up the good stuff, not the bad stuff, not the trauma, not the, you know, the domestic abuse, not the child abuse, all of those things, but we want them to soak up the good. And so this is what my guest is doing tonight. So wait a minute, I'm not going to bring it on yet, y'all. I got a few good things to read about. So y'all just got to bear with me because Lady Michelle is just going to talk tonight. She's going to kind of be the voice tonight because our guest, you know, she's a little bit under the weather. So she is here with us, and she is going to talk, but we're going to help her tonight. And we're going to, I'm going to do most of the talking, and we're going to bring her in, and we're going to let her say a few things and then rest her voice a little bit, maybe drink some nice tea. Because what do we do here? We are queens adjusting other queens' crowns, right? We're going to help her out tonight, right? Okay? All right. So I'm going to read just a little bit, and then we're going to bring her on, okay? Here we go. So Leslie Hampton, excuse me, please, and thank you, best sum up the mantra by which Leslie Hampton lives. She is a native Philadelphian, and Leslie attended the Friends Select School, where she received her early education, and Florida A&M University for her undergraduate studies. although her work experience includes the U.S. House of Representatives, Reintegration Services, Facility Training, and City Government, Leslie's career highlights encompass working as a radio announcer at WAMF 90.5 Radio in Tallahassee, Florida. I wish I had a radio voice right there where I could have just did something real deep and sexy in there, right? a television host for VTV's The Scene and Downtown Philadelphia, to working as a runway model with Gloria Poindexter for David Burgi. Presently, Leslie is the founder and CEO of Charmed by Miss Leslie. And I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to bring her in, and then we're going to talk to her and we'll tell you a little bit more about her. Miss Leslie, are you here?
Yes, I am. Hello. Happy Sunday, Lady Michelle Austin, and also to Thriver Nation. Hello. Woo-hoo. Thank you so much for this opportunity this evening. Thank you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You know, I could go. I could talk all night long, so I'm going to let you get in and get a few things in there. But, I am doing well. I'm happy to have you here with us tonight. I was telling, of course, in the beginning how, you know, I met you some years ago. I don't even know the number of years because it's been a little while now, and we don't count anymore because we're just sisters now. when we met,
right,
you were so empowering. You were so inviting. You have such a, your spirit is so loving and so filled with happiness inside of you. It just oozes out. So
thank you. Yes, thank you. Likewise, I mean, you already know. You already know we're connected. We've been connected since day one. And so we're friends, we're sister friends until the end, okay? And even after
come
that.
Come on.
Listen, if I can, just for one second, before we go any further, I just want to just take a quick moment to just thank you for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to connect with you on your platform. This is major, and it is absolutely amazing. I mean, I certainly would not expect anything less than this for who you are and what you do. And this is just absolutely amazing. I'm so appreciative of the awesome work that you're doing, the life-saving work, the life-affirming work that you and your team, that you put into place every day as you touch people. I mean, it's just absolutely, it's phenomenal. And upon just meeting you for the very first time, I mean, and as the years went by, I got to know that you were more than just an awesome girl. You know, you were you are a woman of faith. You are a phenomenal mom. You are a loving and compassionate community leader. And I'm just so proud of you. You are an astute businesswoman, and I thank you. You are a woman who loves, and you're a woman who has a love for people. So I appreciate you, my friend. I really do. I just wanted to say thank you.
thank you. Oh, I'm just blushing over here. Thank you so much. And likewise to you as well. The reason why I wanted to really bring you on tonight is because I love what you're doing with the children, with the girls. And we're not biased to the boys. We know that there are things that we're going to have a place for them as well.
Yes.
But I really wanted to kind of focus on the girls a little bit because of our young ladies. You know, I work with the women, and so they start off as little girls.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so what you're doing with them, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk about what you're doing them. What is Charmed by Miss Leslie? How did it get started? What's going on with it? I'm going to give you that opportunity to talk about that because I think it's such so important. And I'll just say this little tiny bit before you go into it is I really wish that I had this when I was a little girl. So I'm telling every mama on here that's listening, every mother in the Thriver Nation – get your girls over to Miss Leslie, Charmed by Miss Leslie. After she talks about all this stuff and she tells you this greatness, I want you to get your girls over there because this will change their lives. Take the floor, Miss Leslie.
Yes. Well, thank you again, Lady Michelle. Thank you so much. And I'm certainly grateful for the opportunity to chat for a little bit about what Charmed by Miss Leslie is. Charmed by Miss Leslie is an innovative educational program, and it was designed to empower confidence and to give self-esteem principles on manners, social skills, etiquette, poise, and grace, in particular to our young girls. Some time ago, many years ago, probably as far as back as 2014, I just stopped for a moment and I took a look around, and what I saw from young people was absolutely alarming to me. I noticed that there was a severe lack of manners, a lack of etiquette, a lack of self-respect, and there definitely was a lack of respect from young people as it related to their parents or their teacher or members who are of authority. And I knew that something had to be done. There had to be another way, or something had to be put in place, some type of platform that would help young people channel some of that energy a little bit differently, or at least just get them to take a look at themselves to see the behavior that they were exhibiting. And so that's how Charmed by Miss Leslie came about. That's how it was created. And what we have done is that we've been able to create or tailor workshops or fun shops, as I call them, that provide participants with life skills, with the fundamentals, so that you remember when we were growing up, we always were told you only get one opportunity to make a first great impression. And so what we pride ourselves on, one of the things is that we equip our girls with the tools to be first impression ready at all times and in all settings. And so that's just been our main focus. But as time went on, I began to see that, yes, it's great for our young girls to understand the power of having manners, the power of being poised and learning what grace means and how to have it. It's important for our young girls to know about saying excuse me, please, and thank you. But I knew that there was something else that was missing, and that other component, which has many variables to it, but it was talking about self-esteem. It was talking about self-confidence. And what I realized is that when you lack these things, when you lack those type of principles, you don't feel really great about yourself sometimes. And so when you don't feel great about yourself, it's easier for you to treat people in a way that's not kind, that's not appropriate, that's not professional. And this is what I saw. It just everywhere I went. And it was alarming because, please let me tell you, none of that was going on where I lived in my house. You know, there was no back talk and there was no disrespectful behavior because you already knew what one of those consequences could be. But this is just the greatest thing that I've ever done, and this is a platform for girls, for young women. It's a platform where they can come and they can be safe. They feel comfortable to talk, to ask questions. And what we're doing is we're helping these young girls create strategies for navigating life. We're talking about goal setting and dream crafting. And listen, all of this is so important. And Lady Michelle, you talked about when you were coming up, you know, how you wish that something of this type of platform might have been in place. But I must tell you, I'm a product of attending a charm and etiquette school. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember the store Strawbridge and Clothier? You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So Strawbridge and Clothier, they offered a charm and etiquette program for preteens, and I got enrolled. My mom enrolled me, and I just never, ever forgot the significance of that experience and the value that it added to my life. And, yes, it was great that my parents taught me how to have manners and etiquette, but that whole experience of attending that charm and etiquette program, it just took me to another level. And so because I knew how great it was for me, I couldn't keep that to myself.
I felt the need to spread that, to as many girls, anybody that I could come in contact with. And we always talk about how at Charmed by Miss Leslie, you know, we're about self-esteem building with a whole lot of sparkle. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So that's how Charmed by Miss Leslie came out.
I like that. So self-esteem with a little bit of sparkle.
Yes. Self-esteem building, yes.
Okay, got it. I like that. I'm writing that down. So, you know what? It's interesting that you, when I was reading your bio, and I was, of course, I've been following you because, of course, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
But when I was looking at the things that you're doing with the young ladies. And I do remember some of the things that my mom would teach me, right? I didn't go to the charm school or anything like that. And I didn't know anything about that. And if I can, I don't remember any of the little girls in the projects where I was living was going to any of these classes. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Now, maybe somebody's sneaking off and wasn't telling us. But, but I do remember my mom teaching me these things. And I think it had a lot to do with bringing, she was brought up in the boarding schools and the foster care system and things like that. So they did teach them some things. Now, it came with some, you know, harshness attached to it, but they taught them, of course, the how to be ladylike, if you will. And, you know, the please and the thank you and all that. I couldn't talk back. I had to do those things. I had to. I couldn't chew with my mouth open.
Yeah.
You know, no smacking at the table and all of those things, because you would get smacked if you smacked at the table while you were eating your food. You know, that would be like, what is wrong with you? You are not a cow. You know? No elbows on the table. Those type of things that are so important. I did learn those things, but now here's what I did not learn was the how to be aware of your body language, right?
Yes.
That's very important to have that positive body language. What was the other, some of the other things that I remember? You know, you never could interrupt an adult. Now, they do that all the time. Let me tell you something, my little grandbaby, she interrupts you in a minute. She just come on up and talk about what she want to talk about. She ain't waiting for nobody to finish that sentence. And, you know, because this generation is different.
Very different. This is a different
world. Yeah. Well, that's why it's important for you to be doing what you're doing, because we got a whole different generation now that they don't know anything about that.
Well, and that, unfortunately, in my opinion, is just teaching young people the fundamentals of just their manners. I go back to that all the time, their manners and great social graces, great interpersonal skills. It is truly a lost art, and that makes me sad. But what we're doing, we're bringing all that back. It's like teaching like old school values with a new school twist. And so that's real. My students, they know they're going to learn something. You're walking away different than when you came through the door. You're walking away, you're going to feel more encouraged. You're going to feel empowered. You're going to feel inspired. And you are going to learn something that you can pay it forward to the next person. I think one of the things that has been one of the helping hands, if you will, is that we're so non-traditional in our approach to learning, Lady Michelle. Although we are very hands-on, it's a fun environment, but it's about making young people feel comfortable in that setting, right? It's about showing them, you know, here are the benefits of great social skills. Here are the benefits of learning your manners. And I always say, excuse me, please, and thank you. There are benefits to those things. There's success that's attached to those particular principles. And just having basic manners, basic etiquette, trust me, it has the power to open doors for advancement and great opportunities for you. And I read this article, if I will, if you give me 2 seconds. I read this, actually, it was a study, and it was conducted by Harvard University. It was conducted by the Carnegie Foundation and Stanford Research Institute, and all three of those universities, they got together and they hashed out some information, and they all agreed that success in getting or keeping a job or advancement in life depends upon about 85%, like with your education, your soft skills, and some of your technical skills. But they all agreed that good manners and good interpersonal skills, being able to relate to others, being able to understand diversity, and by diversity, we all know that we don't all look alike. We don't all come from the same backgrounds, or we don't have the same culture. But all of those things will open doors for you that sometimes the best education cannot. And that's why this is so important to me. We are equipping our students to have an edge for their success in life. You know, that's what it's about. You and I talk about all the time, when you have exposure, it leads to expansion, right?
Expansion, yes.
And these are the things that allow our kids to feel more confident about them, about themselves. And so this, like, we can't afford not to do this. We can't afford not to model behavior so that our young people want to aspire to behave in the manner that they see their moms or their cousins or their aunts or uncles, how they maneuver. We should want to do that for our young people.
Absolutely. Oh, I love it. I was going to ask you the question, What makes your charm school stand out? But you just gave me something that answered that a little bit, but I want you to go more deeper.
I'm sorry.
But you said, we're teaching old school values with a new school twist. I absolutely love that.
Yes.
And I became a witness of that when I brought my granddaughter to one of your events. And I saw the way the young girls responded to you. And you didn't have to do any hollering and screaming. You didn't have to. They were having fun. They were engaging with you. Because you were teaching them something without, being mean or without being harsh or without seeming like you were just this adult, just, you know, giving them all these rules. But, and they loved that. And so I was excited to see that you did the painting. I want you to talk a little bit about that. You've done the book storytelling with them. You've done some affirming skills with them. So talk about these things, because this makes Charmed by Miss Leslie stand out. And I think that people need to hear about this so that they can get involved.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to answer that. So, yes, and we did have little lady Chanel participate at our last event. We had her participate at our last event, and she was absolutely amazing, a whole lot of sparkle from that young lady. And so at our last event, it was called Brushes and Brunch with Miss Leslie, and it absolutely was an amazing art party. And we're definitely about learning, but we're having fun. And what has worked so well for me is just about making our participants feel comfortable. It's about showing them that you can have like a certain confidence. Even when you don't feel 100%, you know, confident, you can still be confident. It's about making them feel that through fun activities, we can learn our manners. We can learn how to be a friend. We can learn how to be polite. We can learn how to have social graces. And more importantly, we're just building ourselves up. We're creating exposure to ourselves. We can learn how to network while we're having these events. One of the other initiatives that we rolled out is called Storytime with Miss Leslie, and it's absolutely one of my favorites, because through storytelling, what that does is it allows our young people, first of all, to sit in a space, to be quiet, and to listen. And through listening, they learn. It encourages them to ask questions. It piques their imagination. It allows them to get involved. And that's what we're all about. That's what we're all about. And when I'm sitting there and I'm reading to these young people, I'm almost as equally amazed by them because they feed my spirit. They encourage me. Little do they know, but they encourage me to want to give more and to want to do more. And if you remember at Brushes and Brunch, listen, these young ladies, they just, all of a sudden they just gelled together. It was as if they had known each other for forever. And it's about the environment that you create, and that's what we're doing. Again, we're very non-traditional in our approach, but we create an environment that makes people feel good about themselves. We're creating that safe space and that safe place for them. And a lot of our participants, they've dealt with some different things. They've gone through some different things, some things that some people, even grown-ups, might not even be able to imagine. So saying all of that, when they come and they're in the presence of Charmed by Miss Leslie or they're participating in a workshop, we've gotta let them know that somebody cares about them. We've gotta let them know that they count and that they matter and that they're enough just the way they are. And even if it's for an hour or if it's for 2 hours, they're leaving different. They're going to leave different. And so I don't know if I answered your question because I go off on a tangent because this is my passion. You have to reel me back in, Lady Michelle. You have to reel me back in sometimes. But
you are doing wonderful.
Well, story time with Miss Leslie, we're going out. We're taking bookings for schools, for birthday parties, for different events, Brushes and Brunch with Miss Leslie. Also one of my favorites because we had an opportunity to introduce art to our young people. We're expanding their palette. They're learning about what art is. They're learning about the principle that art is a vibe. It's an individual kind of thing, as the kids say. You know, art is certainly, it's your interpretation. And so, you know, we know our children have all these games and different things that they play. And, you know, every kid I know is into some type of electronic game. But getting our kids out and giving them the exposure that we had when we were coming up, you know, this is what's needed. It's absolutely what's needed. We're so excited. We have a million other things that we're planning, and we're looking forward to some great things on the horizon.
I love it. You just said something really powerful. You talked about how all the children have electronic devices, but not one child, including my baby, asked for their device while they were there. Not one child. They were playing with one another. They were helping one another. The energy in the room was cohesive. There was unity. Little girls getting along with one another. And some of them had met for the very first time that day. And they were just loving on one another. And I think that is a wonderful thing of what you are teaching, and it just shows a lot for you, the adult in the room, how you are able to, your energy just flows over to them, and it's nothing but love in the room, you know?
Everything
in the room.
Yeah.
And this is things that we have to teach our young girls right now, because
see,
if we don't teach them these things, they're going to be watching, you know, Love and Hip Hop on TV, and they're going to see those girls throwing drinks at each other in the face. They're going to be watching, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so this is good, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you're teaching them how to love themselves first and love their sisters, love their friends, love the young girl beside them.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, quite naturally, you know, we do have a great time, and you know, with all of the components of what we offer, one of the modules that we have, excuse me, that we created is called Mirror Mirror, and I think you and I discussed this some time ago, but with our Mirror Mirror exercise, it's such a wonderful gauge, if you will, it's a gauge for me when we have our young ladies look into the mirror and we ask them to tell us something about themselves. What do they see when they look in the mirror? And quite naturally, of course, you get, you know, I see a beautiful girl. I see a pretty girl. I see somebody that's, you know, lit and, you know, all these things like that. But it goes further than that. It's really about me finding out what this young lady feels about herself. What does she actually think about herself? Because whatever you think about yourself sometimes is based upon what someone else has told you about yourself. Mm-hmm. And so when they're little, it's particularly interesting to me to find out what do they see when they look in the mirror. And so when I hear some of the different responses, it's always very profound for me because it lets me know where they are in their journey of self-love, self-expression, self-esteem, and confidence, and that is important. So although we are contracted by different colleges or different universities to teach our curriculum, there's always the mirror-mirror exercise that it's always included in any platform, any school, any business, any organization, any church, anything that we do. Mirror Mirror is always the first component of our modules for our curriculum. It's absolutely important. And I don't go any further if I don't do that first. That's the point A. You know how A is the first letter of the alphabet? Well, that's super important. And it doesn't sound like much like having a you know, someone look in the mirror and tell you what they see, but you would have to be there in order to understand it because it certainly goes deeper than that.
Let me tell you something. That is awesome exercise that you're doing, and let me tell you why it is, because I'm on the other end of it when they become young adults, young women, and older women, and they no longer want to look in the mirror because they don't love themselves, because someone has traumatized them. They've been through abuse. They've been through bullying. They've been through all of these different things, and now they no longer love or look at the person. Do you know that there are some women who have gone through trauma and abuse who actually cover up their mirror?
Yes. Yes.
So this is
great
what you're
doing. That's alarming. That's alarming. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No. Go.
I was just about to say, it's interesting that you made that comment, because at one of the colleges where I teach the curriculum, there were a few students in the class who felt so bad on themselves, if you will, that they admitted that they cover up the mirrors, they never look in the mirror, they don't like what they see, and so this is what I mean, like how you see yourself sometimes is predicated upon what somebody has told you. If you grew up and somebody told you that you're not pretty or that you're stupid or that what you have to say doesn't count or that you don't matter, you got to figure if somebody tells you that long enough, you got to figure that at some point some of that's going to seep through. You know, and this is what we're trying to prevent. You know, we always talk about how little girls who are traumatized, how they can inevitably grow up to be big girls who are still traumatized if they haven't dealt with that trauma, if they haven't received, you know, that healing. And I'm sure this is what a lot of what you have seen through Heal and Rebuild.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Very important.
Absolutely.
Very important. Very important.
Absolutely. Which is why I want you to talk about, I know you wanted to do some funding, some fundraising and some different things. And we asked that if anyone who is listening would like to get more information from you or, you know, about being a sponsor or, you know, sponsor some young ladies or, you know, some kind of partnerships and things like that, because I really believe in this, because when I see the young girls, again, I'm telling you, I've seen the teenagers and the women who, you know, they're so broken. And when you go deep into their childhood, I did a show a few weeks ago on wound healing, and we talked about how important it is to go back and revisit the young girl in you. right? And so yeah. when we go back and we go back to her being, you know, 5, 6, we find out that that's where the trauma started. And because there was no one there, and I'm going to tell you that I am one of those girls, because at the time that the trauma started as a young girl and I did not have a program like this, or did not have someone who I could confide in and talk to and could help me build my self-esteem back up, my self-esteem throughout the years was broken and it was low. And as I grew, people could not see it because I learned how to wear a mask. But as I was growing, it was getting worse and worse, and was becoming more of an introvert and you know, going into myself and not wanting to look in the mirror, you know. Now, here's the thing. Everybody saw me. I was dressed beautifully because that's how my mother brought me up. I had my hair done. You know, when I became a woman, I was wearing my makeup sometimes and things like that, and, you know, they saw that person, the hair is done, and, you know, all of those things. But the person who was in the inside didn't like who she saw in the mirror. So, again, I'm telling the people listening right now, my Thriving Nation, that this is a very important program that is out here for our little girls. This is something we need to bring back. You know, some people were exposed to it back in the day, but too many were not exposed to a program like this, and now we've gotten away from programs like this, and it's time to bring them back. It's time to start to talk about those manners again, start to talk about the self-esteem building, and you know, self-care. Let's teach our little girls about self-care, and self-care is way more than painting your nails and a spa day. Let's teach her about herself and how to have balance in her life, things like that. We got to start now, because when you get older and somebody is trying to come at you with something crazy, you'll know how to combat it. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you sum that all up. you sum that all up. And it really is. It's important. You know, we always talk about self-care, but it's about soul care as well. And we have to be more intentional in doing these things. And so I am totally committed. I have always been committed to building. One of our taglines is that we build strong girls so that they grow up to be stronger women, you know, and this is what we're doing. This is what we're all about here. And yes, do we need help? Absolutely. Does it take a village? 1,000% it takes a village. And, you know, we're looking for partnerships. We're looking for sponsorships. We don't turn down when people find it in their heart to donate, to help us to provide lunch or provide materials or supplies that we need. We don't turn any of that away, you know, because we really appreciate it, because what it does is it helps us to continue to do this important work that we're doing. And so we are trying to put together a few fundraisers, so I will certainly keep you posted on those things. We do have Cash App. I want to leave you guys with that if that's possible. We also have email that we would like to leave you with if people have questions. Again, we are looking for any assistance that people can find in their hearts to give, because not doing this is absolutely not an option. It's not an option. We have to realize that these young people are our future leaders. They're the leaders who are going to be in place when you and I are looking fabulous and fierce at 80, you know, these children, this is it. We're looking at it, you know. We're looking at it. And so we have to remember that. We have to keep that. And this could go on and on. You know, we could go on and on, but I'm just so super-duper proud. I'm proud of this initiative. Charm by Miss Leslie is so near and dear to my heart. And being able to provide these workshops, these fun shops for our young people, it's amazing. We're making it happen. We're doing what we can do, but we could really use and really appreciate some assistance from our communities. We really could.
Awesome. Well, we want to make sure that we're helping the Charm Dolls, because that's what they're called once they become.
Yes, they are. They are our charm dolls. Yes, they are.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we do that. So I want you to give your Cash App. I want you to give your, if it's, I don't know if it's email or social media, whatever way that people can get in touch with you, I need you to give that out right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. So our email is thecharmedlifeforever@gmail.com. So let me just spell that out. So it's thecharmed, thecharmed, life, life, the number 4, followed by the word ever, ever, at gmail.com. So it's thecharmedlifeforever@gmail.com. Our Cash App is Manners Rock, all capital letters. And our Instagram handle is Charmed by Miss, so that's MS period Leslie. Our Instagram handle is Charmed by Miss Leslie. And we do have also, I'd like to give out a telephone number, if you don't mind. I would like to also give a telephone number. If anyone has some immediate questions, we'd be more than happy to give you some feedback. So our direct dial is area code 215. The number is 626-3260. That number again is 215-626-3260.
Awesome. And don't forget when you are doing the Cash App to put the dollar sign in front of the Manners Rock. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, I really appreciate you. Thank you, Lady Michelle.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So we are, listen, we come down to the last part of it right now. I mean, this time goes by so quickly.
Wow.
You know, that we only really have a few more minutes left. So what I want you to do is, do you have any last, any final thoughts, any, you know, great sayings that you want to give? You know, sometimes I know that you, you know, you do some affirmations and things like that. What would you like to leave the Thriver Nation with for final thoughts?
Wow. Well, Thriver Nation, what Ms. Leslie would like to leave you with is just this final thought. When I was growing up, you know, again, I was cheered on by, you know, my family, you know, my parents. They were my biggest cheerleaders, my biggest fans. And even with them cheering me on, I still had days, I still had moments where I still struggled with my self-esteem sometimes. And I knew that, you know, there I had people in my life who cared about me and who were instilling in me that I could do and I could be anything I could have ever imagined. However, I still struggled. And so what about the girl who has none of that, you know, and the girl who is trying to navigate life, trying to figure out which way to go, trying to fit in, trying to want to be cool and sit with the cool kids. And we can't forget about that girl, because that girl is everywhere. She's everywhere. She's the girl that you walk by when you walk down the street. She's the girl who may not look as shiny or brand new as the other girls that are gathered on the one side of the room, but that girl is everywhere. She's everywhere. And I always tell my students, give to another girl what you wish someone would have given to you. So if that was a good morning or a wow, you look pretty, or you look like, you know, you look lit, or, you know, you look fabulous, or any of those things, like, give that to another girl. Pay that forward, because we can't afford not to. We can't afford not to. We have to remember as adults that as we experience upward mobility, as we experience progress and success in our endeavors in life, we got to remember as we rise, we have to pull. You have to lift someone with you. You gotta extend a hand up, not a hand out, you know. And this is important. We got to remember these things because our children are watching. They're paying attention. And so what we show them is what they know to do. We are what we do. And so if we exhibit model behavior, then that's what our young people will follow through with. If we exhibit love and respect and self-worth, then that's what our young people will model. Get your kids down to Charmed by Miss Leslie. Listen, we have got some magnificent, magnificent workshops, a great things coming up for the summer. Please reach out to us. Send us an email. You can even call us. We'll be more than happy to have a conversation and have some dialogue, because this is it. We're doing some great things, and we hope that you want to be a part of it. You know, we wish that you would be a part of it, you know, because our children are our future. They're the right here and the right now, and this is the greatest thing that I've ever done. I know I was created for this, and we need your help. Please. We need your help. Thank you, Lady Michelle and Thriver Nation, for your time this evening.
Awesome, awesome. I just want to, again, congratulate you on Charmed by Leslie. I'm going to do whatever I can to help certainly get my baby over there, because we're just trying to get her together, because she's just a special breed.
She's wonderful.
Yes. And she, you know, she had such a wonderful time. She just talks about it so much. And I totally agree with you. You said it takes a village. It absolutely does take a village. And we don't want to be a part of the problem. We want to be a part of the solution. And Charmed by Miss Leslie is the solution. So many times people want to complain about the children. Oh, they complain about the youth, and they this, and they're so disrespectful, and they don't do this, and they don't do that. Well, here's an opportunity for you to get your young person into this charm school and make a difference.
Not only make
a difference in their life, but make a difference in their community. You're like helping them to grow up to be productive citizens of society, right?
Yes. And I'll tell you what, not for nothing, but when our young girls, when they leave our program, listen, you can't tell them anything. You know, they leave, they have a greater sense of love and confidence. Listen, maybe a little, you know, feeling themselves a little bit. You know, be like, well, wait a minute. Where are you coming from? You know, but they're learning all of these life skills. They're learning how to set the table. They're learning about proper conversations when they're at the table. They're learning, as you talked about, you know, how to conduct themselves. They're learning about poise and how to feel great about themselves. And what's awesome is that they're gaining a greater sense of pride. They're willing to show their new skill sets, and they're loving the fact that they have a boosted or improved sense of just who they are. And this is awesome. This just motivates. When you know, it's a funny thing. I'll tell you this really quickly. When you start seeing your true potential and you see your talents at work, you know what that does? It's like it ignites something within you, and it makes you want to reach higher. It makes you want to do more so that you can be more. And this is what this is what we're about. This is what we're about. So, it's
awesome. I love it. I love it. And listen, we got to teach our daughters, our granddaughters, our daughters, our nieces, all of those people.
Yes.
You're not always going to be going to McDonald's, okay? You're going to go to some five-star restaurants. At least that's what the goal is. And let me tell you, you don't want to be embarrassed like Lady Michelle was. Lady Michelle was drinking a glass of water from somebody else's setting, because I didn't know that to do my fingers in the form of a B and a D. So the B is on your left hand, and that's your bread and butter, and the D is on your right hand for your drink. I didn't know that. You don't want to be at a company dinner and you're embarrassed because you don't know what to do.
But guess what? Here's the beauty, and absolutely, and we always say that a lot of our business deals and meetings and so forth are made at the dinner table. They're made, you know, in those type of environments. So we have to teach our kids to know what to do, and certainly one of our fun shops is our everyday manners, and we address all of those things. You know, it's called the dining experience, and so we offer the
part of what we do, as you said, we go to a fine dining restaurant, and we get to exhibit our skills that we've learned in class with Miss Leslie. So, you know, certainly if we had two more hours, we could certainly lay it all out. But please, again, we welcome any emails, any questions. We're here, and we are willing to give you the information that Thriver Nation may seek.
Awesome. Well, here's the thing here at Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. You are never one and done with us. We will certainly have you back, your family. You can come back anytime you want to come back and talk about Charms by Miss Leslie. You have some other activities coming up, some other programs, and you certainly are welcome to come here and talk about the things that you are doing. And we love you. We honor the work that you are doing. You are a wonderful woman of both in the natural and in the spirit. You are a wonderful woman, and we thank you for all that you are doing for the young girls. We are at the top of the hour here, and so I certainly want to make sure that I give my final thoughts to all of you. You know that we talk about things of trauma here and all of that, but we want to make sure that you're always well-rounded. And so that's why we had this show today, because we want to make sure that we give a balance, we give tips and techniques, different things that we can have in our everyday lives. And so we want to talk to the young as much as well as the old. And and don't worry about that word. I said old, but I'm getting up there too, so don't worry about that. So we don't want to offend anybody. But I'm up there now. I'll be getting. I got my AARP card, and you know,
that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
and so I'm okay with that. So So we
amen, sister. Yes.
So I want to leave my final thoughts is, you know, we always talk about being kind. Right? Be kind to others. But I want to say, I always take it a step further, or however we're supposed to say that. And I say, be kind to yourself. Because we don't do enough of that. I want to say, be kind to yourself. And so that means self-care, self-worth, self-knowledge, all of those different things, right? And I want you to always remember, please don't ever, 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 ever forget that you are no longer a victim. You are more than a survivor. You are a thriver, right? You know, we love it over here. We talk about that thing. We talk about it. I want to make sure that everybody knows about loving yourself. And we know to all of my thrivers out there, all of my Thriver Nation, we know that when you love yourself, you are healed. And when you are healed, you are absolutely loved. Listen, I'm telling you, we love Miss Leslie on here from Charmed by Miss Leslie. We want her to know how much we love her. So Thriver Nation, y'all got to just please go over to her social media, you know, reach out to her, find out how you can help with the young girls. The Charmed Dolls. We're not going to call them young girls. We're going to call them the Charmed Dolls. I know my young girls. Don't worry about it. I got a speech. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Lady Michelle, I just said, girl, I just love you. I love your spirit. You're so wonderful.
Thank you. Now, I know I can't say the word doll too good because I got, you know, my little speech impediment over here, but I'm trying to say it as best I can. But
you're fine. You're doing great.
Love you all. Thank you. So I love you all. Thank you again so much. We have another show. Next Sunday is Father's Day, so we want to give a great shout-out to all of the fathers everywhere, those who are doing what they're supposed to do and those who are not doing what they're supposed to do. We're going to pray for them. And we just want to tell you all to have an amazing, amazing week. Love you, love you, love you. You all know how we do it. Y'all know how we get on up out of here. We have the most amazing theme song that always takes us out, again, by our brother, Dre Bell, the producer. Mwah! Good night, everybody. I love you all. Love you, Miss Leslie.
Love you, Lady Michelle Austin.
Good night.
Pick your head up. Get up. It's only right. Take back your life. Pick your head up. take back your life.